And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so we're going to kick off this hour with some good friends of mine. Well, actually, they're not available. So I have Eric and CJ.
Don't push it.
Hey, okay.
We're the B-list.
Yeah, well, no, I kid. You know, but I have to bring these guys on.
Third-tier acquaintances.
Yeah, maybe. That's what it is. But these guys have been working together as a team behind the scenes. We mentioned it a little bit last week, but we gotta dive into this deeper because this is really cool. You know, Eric Douglas, you know him, booksbyeric.com. He wrote all these cool books featuring Mike Scott, the adventure traveler, photographer that goes in and gets mingled into all kinds of crazy adventures. And he's a scuba diver. And these are just amazing stories. They really are stories. Just think of like Bourne Identity meets scuba diving, or a little bit of James Bond, Indiana Jones. I don't know. It's just they're cool stories.
Dirk Pitt throw in there too.
Yeah,
you
throw them
all. Yeah, I was gonna say Clive Cussler.
Yeah, absolutely, good stuff. So Eric's been writing his books as usual, and CJ has been working behind the scenes as a books on tape reader. Guy.
Audiobook narrator.
Okay, that sounds
they
way more.
Don't call them books on tape anymore.
That sounds much more professional.
All right, well, there. I'll get with the 90s eventually. So there you go. He's books on. No, what are you, a narrator?
Audiobook.
Audiobook narrator. And they have combined forces to take Eric's latest novella, Oil and Water, and release it as an audiobook. So we made this announcement last week. It just became available on Amazon. CJ has, read the book and recorded it, and he's the guy. He's the audiobook narrator guy, and it's now available. You can go to booksbyeric.com, Amazon, I don't know, where else? iTunes.
Audible.
Yeah, Audible and iTunes. It's available through all three of those.
Yeah. And the response so far has been great. And, it's kind of cool if you go on, go on there and you hear it, and it's like, hey, that's that CJ guy from Scuba Radio.
I'm sure he sounds so much more coherent
exactly.
than what he does on the radio.
Yeah. How did you pull that off, CJ? What was the trick?
Well, if I sound sober, I'm acting.
Ah. Fair enough.
We just caught him early in the morning.
There you go.
True. Usually
before happy hour.
Exactly. Usually when you hear CJ on Scuba Radio, it is during cocktail hour, being that
it's Calica clock.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And he's a little more loose than his audiobook narration voice that he has put on for Eric Douglas's latest novella, Oil and Water.
These are serious adventures, man.
Yeah.
You know, but the great thing about listening to CJ do this is he and it's obviously it's a single voice, but he's doing different voices for the other people, you can tell he's animating the characters in his own mind, and it animates it for the listener too.
Yeah, he threw some accents in there.
I hope so. Yeah. Well, when I play women, I put on a dress.
Do you?
Okay, just pumps. Yeah. Do you ever come out of character? I don't think he does, because he comes in to Scuba Radio in a dress half the time. So
just that once.
Okay. And you did.
One time.
You look pretty good in those
and
pumps.
You're branded for life.
God. It's not fair.
Well,
it's
hey.
Not fair, Greg.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just
But go to audible.com, look for mm-hmm. Oil and Water.
Right.
Download it. Give us some good reviews. Check it out. It's a really cool story. I read it before I actually recorded it, and it sucked me in both times.
Absolutely. Eric is, your books, Eric, have gotten better and better with each release, and Oil in the Water is the latest, and I love them. I mean, I've
Thank
read
you,
every single
now, you know,
one of Eric's books.
The fun thing about writing them is for me, it's like reading. I mean, I get the only difference is I get to decide what happens to the characters rather than somebody else. But, for me, it's just as exciting. And sometimes I get surprised where stories end up as well.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I have not heard the audiobook version that CJ read. But now that I picture him in a dress when he's doing the female parts. I'm not sure how I'm going to be able to deal with that, but it's something I kind of have to slow down and like, okay, I'm going to have to commit to this because
does CJ have nice legs?
Exactly. I have. That's what concerns me. But anyway.
I have beautiful muscular calves,
mm-hmm.
which does help.
Yeah, okay. If you say so. But regardless of that mental image that probably won't really help the story, he does an excellent job, like you said, animating the characters that you have written into this story. And, you know, let me go back to you, Eric, on this. When you heard CJ's interpretation of your words, I mean, how did that, you know, how did you feel that lent itself to the storyline and how it came back to you?
You know, right. it was really cool. Working through the process, CJ had to give me just like a 15-minute sample. He read the first couple of chapters and sent it to me, and I had no idea how it was going to sound, what it was going to be like for me to hear somebody else reading my work. Mm-hmm. And it was a really cool experience. As a matter of fact, and it truly made it come alive for me, even. And I knew what was supposed to be happening, and it was it was actually really exciting for me.
That's cool. Great. And there, CJ, what about you? How hard of a project was this? Because you basically have to sit there and read an entire book.
And I'm a cool taskmaster, too.
No, he was great. This is my first audiobook, so a lot of voice guys like me, we're used to doing like 30-second commercials. Mm-hmm. And if you do a session for a big-time client, you may spend half an hour in the booth. You may spend an hour if you do 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 different commercials and getting them just exactly right. But this is like a lot longer. I mean, this is many pages and different characters. And so you really got to kind of, it's more of a marathon than a sprint.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Describe it.
It's very time consuming from a production standpoint.
This is 2.5 hours of finished audio.
Wow.
I don't even want to know how many hours of booth time it took to make
of
that.
Edits of four-letter words that you can't really air on the radio.
You know, sometimes I try to get about a chapter, maybe if I'll pick it up about 2 a day, and set a nice pace that way before I do my other jobs I have. But it's fun to do it in the morning and kind of get into it, and then
which is why it sounds sober.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think the proper word is hungover.
Well, all right. But that's serious, though. That's intense.
Yeah. But it's a nice way to start the day, though, is what you're saying. Right, CJ?
No, but it's cool because I'll look at it as I'm setting up, and I see what he's got going on in the story, and I go, oh, this will be cool. Oh, my God, that's really cool. So I look forward to seeing the cool stuff that happens. And
yeah. Well, and I would imagine that lent a lot of, as far as doing it, you know, the enjoyment of doing that project is liking the story. I mean, when you first read it, did you go, wow, that's pretty cool? Could you, like, picture it in your mind?
I wouldn't want to do it if it was lame.
Well, I have good point.
That's
good
why
point.
I wanted to read it. And I'd read Lionfish.
Right.
Because we had a copy of that, and that was fun. Mm-hmm. But this was, man, this was, like, other level stuff. I read not a ton of stuff, but I do read some of the other action authors' stuff. I maybe read 3 or 4 or 5 a year. Not a lot.
Yeah.
But this is right up there with the best stuff, man. I mean, it's action. It's the guy's really cool. You know, he's a hero, but there's twists and turns. And you don't.
And he's a diver.
It's unpredictable. You don't know what's going to happen.
Kinda,
you know.
But they, you know, Eric injects this diving element into it, and that's why, you know, we're talking about it on Scuba Radio so much.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you're a diver, you can really relate to the character just that much more. And like, unlike a lot of other, you know, books or movies where they'll throw a diving element into it sometime, you're going, that's not real. This guy, you know, didn't have a clue what he was talking about when he threw in the, and it's just annoying. But obviously, Eric's a real diver. He knows the line. And, I appreciate that. It's kind of cool. It just kind of helps you connect as a scuba diver to the story and just makes it all that much more real and fun for you as a read or an audiobook.
It also relates to the non-diver because if I remember right, I think there's a part in Oil and Water where I'm describing what a BCD is.
I try to make it so it's not just divers who can listen to it, but a little bit of anybody who can listen.
That's right. Yeah, we welcome everyone, but if you're a diver, you'll just like it that much more. Booksbyeric.com, the new audiobook now available, iTunes, Amazon.
Audible.com.
Yeah, there you go. More coming up. Stay close.